You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Jason Brown, principal and founder of Public City PR, a publicity company based in Southfield, Michigan, that helps small to medium-sized businesses quickly and effectively garner publicity and raise their visibility through the development and execution of strategic media and community relations programs and initiatives. Jason, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're very welcome. So tell me about Public City PR.
Sure. So Public City PR, I founded it in October of 2008. So we're almost 5 years old now, and I started the company. Basically, there were small to medium-sized businesses, entrepreneurs, what have you, that I felt weren't getting the attention that they deserved when it came to their public relations needs. So with no clients and no revenue, and went to my wife and said, "I'm going to start this business," and frankly, she thought I was crazy because it was the worst economy in Michigan's history, and we had a one-year-old at the time. I opened for business, and so far, so good so far.
And how about giving us an example how using public relations really helped one of your clients, if you don't mind doing that?
Oh, sure. I had a client, Just Bake Cupcakes shop in, at that time, about 2 to 3 years ago, they came to me. They were just opening their second location, and the owner, Pam Turkin, said, "Things are going well, but we need to get out to the masses. We need to let people know that our cupcakes are the best." So, we started working with her and, doing some unique things, giving away free cupcakes, getting involved in the community more. She didn't have many nonprofit ties, so we got her involved with some nonprofits. So doing a variety of publicity and community relations type initiatives, and I'm not saying that we are the sole reason, but I think she would tell you that we had a large part to do in her success, and today 17 stores and thousands of grocery stores throughout the Midwest, and starting a national shipping program, and I believe last check is one of the top 5 cupcake companies in the country. So again, not saying that that was all due to public relations, but definitely can point to some of the PR initiatives that helped her with her rapid growth.
What would you say is newsworthy, meaning what should companies think about when trying to make the news?
So, I'll tell you this, that everyone who comes to us, or most people that come to us, most companies, believe they have something that's newsworthy. They're passionate about their business, their product, their initiative. They all think it's news. With that said, reporters or producers or editors have different views than they do. So, you need to kind of cut through that clutter a little bit and figure out, what is a newsworthy story. So some things that your listeners need to think about is, timing. Is it timely? Is it breaking news? Is it something that's happening in 3 months from now? Proximity to your area. How many people is this news affecting? Is it affecting the local community? Is it affecting the region? Is it affecting multiple states? How much of that is going to matter as far as what's newsworthy? The significance, again, how many people is it going to affect? The more people that it affects, probably the greater coverage that this story will receive. You know, is there any prominence related to this? Is a famous person involved, you know, or a local sports team or something that makes it more prominent than just related to your business? And, of course, you know, and probably most importantly, you know, what's the human interest side of it? How does it affect someone? Is it funny, sad? What kind of emotions will this story bring? So I think, you know, the story has to invoke some form of feeling for any viewer, listener, or reader. So those are just some of the things that I think, some factors that make a story newsworthy.
Good points that you made there. Now, today we're joined by Jason Brown, principal and founder of Public City PR, a publicity company based in Southfield, Michigan, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, if a company is looking to hire a PR company, maybe for the first time, what should they be looking for?
Yeah, so there has to be, I think, a couple things. One is a chemistry with the person that you're meeting with. You know, did you have a good rapport at the first meeting? You know, another thing that you want to think about or ask is, a lot of times you'll meet with the principal of the organization, the owner, the founder, but then, you know, you sign on the dotted line, and next thing you know, you get a call from some, you know, no disrespect, but 20-year-old, you know, newbie out of college that, you know, the owner has decided will run the account. Well, you know, that could be good or bad depending on how you look at it. So making sure that, you know, the people that you're meeting with and the people that you're getting to know and like are going to be an active role or going to provide an active role to the team. You know, I would ask for references and not be afraid to call those references, both, I would say, current and possibly former clients. You know, for a PR company, we also give any new business prospect access to a few of our contacts in the media and asking them about how they like dealing with us on a regular basis. And so, again, those are just a few of the things. And also, you know, the results, looking at some of the placements that these companies have garnered on behalf of their clients. Have they just gotten them local mentions in the local paper, or have they, you know, frankly, gotten something on Good Morning America or the Today Show or some national prominence, if that is what you're looking for? So, again, just some of the things that they want to consider if considering hiring a public relations firm.
Lastly, if a company doesn't have a budget to hire a PR company, what are some of the things that they could do to garner awareness for their business?
Yeah, so I think there's a few things that they can dip their toe in the water. You know, we often get calls from companies, and I never try and turn anyone away. I try and give them some knowledge to take away, because in case they can't afford, you know, a PR company. I mean, you know, some of the things, again, if they have the, because really it doesn't take much money to get, you know, your PR initiative started. Takes a lot of time and resources, really. So again, you know, a lot of the media connections, their phone numbers and their emails are on the websites that they're trying to get in front of. So, you know, that's one way that they can look up their local media reporters that they're trying to contact and contact them directly. To garner interest in a story. I'm a big believer in education. So instead of, you know, telling people how great your company is or how great you are as an expert, give that reporter or producer or editor a reason to talk to you. Tell them why you're educated in a certain area and how you can educate their viewers or listeners or readers. So really be an educator more than the owner of the company, because if you can educate those media folks, they'll be even more interested to talk to you. Again, going back to timeliness, you know, if there is a breaking news story that's falls within your practice. You know, for example, you know, April is a good time for accountants to talk to local or national media. So, again, if you're an accountant, become that expert in accounting, last-minute tax tips, or, you know, whatever the case may be, to present yourself as an expert in those areas. And again, you know, depending on your company, giving away something free is always a good thing and potentially could get you some media coverage. So if you're a restaurant, you know, free fries Friday, you know, whatever it is, to give away something or to benefit a nonprofit, when you give away these items, you know, the media are looking for good news. I know a lot of times we get the bad news, but if we can give them the good news, they would more than welcome some good news to mix in with the bad. So I think those are just some things that you can do, you know, on your own to help garner some attention for your business.
Very good. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Public City PR online?
Sure. So you can go to our website at publiccitypr.net, and you can take a look at our website. We have our clients up there with some of the examples of some of the media that we have garnered for them. Publiccitypr.net.
Certainly appreciate you coming out. Great information. He is Jason Brown, principal and founder of Public City PR, a publicity company based in Southfield, Michigan, that helps small to medium-sized businesses quickly and effectively garner publicity and raise their visibility. And the website, once again, is publiccitypr.net. Jason, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.